John Owen, a Puritan writer and preacher, wrote the book The Death of Death in the Death of Christ in 1852. And in the 1950s, the book was reprinted and included an introductory essay written by J.I. Packer. In that introductory essay, Packer writes this: "There is no doubt that evangelicalism today is in a state of perplexity and unsettlement. In such matters as the practice of evangelism, the teaching of holiness, the building up of the local church life, there is evidence of widespread dissatisfaction with things as they are. This is a complex phenomenon to which many factors have contributed. But if we go to the root of the matter, we shall find that these perplexities are all ultimately due to our having lost our grip on the biblical gospel. One way of stating the difference between the new gospel and the old gospel is to say that it is too exclusively concerned to be helpful to man and too little concerned to glorify God. Whereas the chief aim of the old gospel was to teach men to worship God, the concern of the new seems limited to making them feel better." The new gospel that Packer was writing about 60 plus years ago is still prevalent today. We know it as pragmatism. Give the people what they ask for, what they want. If it works, it must be right. If it gets the people in the building, if it makes the offering go up, if it gets people to lift their hands during the music, then do that. Whatever appeals to the crowd and works with the crowd, do that. After all, what pastor doesn't want people walking away from the church service saying, "That was incredible"? Well, apparently Jesus didn't abide by those rules. His main concern was never what the people wanted or asked for, but in always preaching and teaching truth as he heard it from his Father. And many times, what he heard from his Father, what Jesus taught, was not popular, attractive, or pragmatic. But it was built upon the truth of God's words, and that's what our aim must be. You don't gather together as a church so that you can primarily feel better, but rather so that we can learn and feel the immensity of the glory of God and worship Him rightly, which, by the way, makes persons feel like they were designed and created to feel. As you pray today, please remember Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Cambodia.